An overflow crowd turned up for a legislative committee hearing today as supporters and opponents of incentives for solar power development in Maine squared off. Fred Bever has details.
Earlier this year, state regulators adopted a new version of solar power rules that would gradually reduce existing incentives for the installation of residential solar arrays in Maine. That will go into effect next year, unless the legislature acts first. And there are several bills in the mix that could supersede the Public Utilities Commission's plan, including one sponsored by Bodenham Democrat Seth Berry. It would reestablish the existing incentives and even add in an extra consumer-financed rebate to help defray the upfront cost of installing a solar array.
It restores and protects net metering, a policy that we have had for decades in the state, which is proven to work, and which I consider to be a fair and just, and although approximate, compensation for the benefits of distributed generation to all of us.
Net metering, or net energy billing, allows solar generators to get credits toward their energy bills when they put excess electricity on the grid. The argument is over how much they should receive for that. Berry and others say the credits should remain at least at current levels to ensure the industry's survival and growth in Maine. But opponents say that throws unfair costs onto other consumers who pay for the electric lines that carry that excess solar energy onto the grid. Those costs will grow, opponents argue, because they are tied to growing costs for electricity transmission in Maine. And some opponents, including Governor Paula Page, argue it's mostly the rich who can afford the technology. But incentive supporters are pushing back.
My husband and I have a combined income that is considered lower middle class, so we had to borrow money to install solar panels.
Jill Lindsay says she and her husband installed solar panels on their New Harbor home last year, and the financial mechanics depended on the net billing paybacks. But there's more to it, she says.
We chose solar because we believed it was the right and responsible thing to do to help stop the increase of global warming and protect our state and planet for our children and the future. If we lose net metering in Maine, that would be financially devastating for our family and many others.
Net metering is a relic of a distant past.
Ashley Brown directs an electricity policy group at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and he was hired by Central Maine Power to testify against Berry's bill. Brown argues that the cost of solar power equipment is rapidly dropping, and that net energy incentives distort the market by stalling savings that installers are enjoying from being passed on to the end consumers. Better, he argues, to create new incentives for investments that will improve solar power's efficiency.
Things like track and tilt technology, which follow the sun much better, to get the capacity factor up from 14%. Batteries, smart inverters, encourage utilities to use smart meters so we can use pricing that encourages technology. Those are modern incentives for solar energy.
And other opponents of preserving current net metering incentives, and even some traditional supporters, are also focusing on so-called smart meters, which can closely monitor electricity inputs and outputs in near real time. One bill would depend on smart meters to allow payments to small-scale generators to be closely aligned with the real-time market value of electricity. Supporters of that approach note that on the hottest, sunniest days when air conditioners are blasting and electricity prices run high, solar arrays are pumping out electrons, electrons that could turn a pretty penny for their makers. The legislature is expected to take up that proposal, the Berry net metering bill, and more solar power measures later this month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.